This is Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba, unlocking essential advice, opinions, and key issues that affect South Africa's small business community.
Thank you for joining me on the very first episode of Small Business Conversations. We are kicking off the podcast relaunch with a very necessary conversation around the state of the small business sector currently. It goes without saying that before you go into any venture, you need to educate yourself about that said venture to understand what it is you're getting yourself into. When I was getting ready to take on this role as the new host of the podcast, I did my fair share of reading. I tried to find recent stats and insights that would help me better understand the small business sector. However, a lot of the information I came across was either too out of date to give me a true sense, or the information was buried in some dense reports that left me exhausted with every chapter I read. So, to help us in our quest of understanding what the SME sector is currently looking like, I have invited the CEO of the Small Business Institute, John Dludlu, to help paint the picture of what it means to own a small business today. SBI is a research-based organization that makes it their business to advocate for small and medium enterprises in the country. Welcome, John. Great to have you on the show.
Good day, Akona, and thank you for inviting us.
Sure. First things first, I mentioned that I couldn't really find true stats to the current environment. I mean, you have had the media reports recently because of load shedding speaking on the state of small businesses. But I would like to get just an overview of what the environment is looking like currently in South Africa. Can you give us just a snapshot on what it means to own a small business today?
Thank you very much, Akona. Let's start at the beginning. So we have, as a country, two pieces of documents. The first one is a National Small Business Act, which has since been updated into something curiously called the National Small Enterprise Development Master Plan. And before it was updated, we were guided by the aspiration which is contained in the National Development Plan, which is a long-range planning document for the country. And in that is contained an aspirational statement that says by 2030, as much as 90% of new jobs must come from the small business segment of the economy. That would put us in line with other countries, especially the successful ones, where the bulk of jobs and contribution to the GDP comes from the small business segment of the economy. In 2017, we did a baseline study, the first ever to be undertaken in South Africa. We worked with an organization, research outfit called the Small Business Project, and we wanted to understand the jobs contribution of the small business segment. We worked with the Revenue Service, CIPC, National Treasury, UIF, and we found that there were 267,000 registered businesses in South Africa. Of those, 224,000 were classified as micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises. And the medium-sized enterprises, which is a segment that we should really be looking at in terms of contribution to GDP, in terms of growth scaling up, and in terms of export potential and jobs, of course, was in the region of around 17,000. And the trend had been a downward trend. So a year ago, in 2021, during COVID, we decided to look back at what had happened, because those numbers I referred to earlier were numbers before COVID and were numbers before the recessionary environment that we saw in 2018-19, low growth environment, and continued stranglehold of bureaucracy. So we found that the picture had not improved much. But our other research showed us something very disturbing as we're reviewing all the research that was done during COVID, that the segment had not grown. And there were fears that as many as 55,000 SMEs may not make it through the COVID period. This was in 2020, early 2021, before the continuation of other lockdowns. So you ask, how's it like to own, start and run a small business in South Africa? It's an infinitely challenging, thankless task. Yet we need these rock stars. If I may just finish off this point by saying, if you go back to the aspiration of the NDP, which is 90% of jobs must come from the small business segment of the economy by 2030, what would it need from us as an ecosystem? It would require that we set up, establish sustainable SMEs to the order of around 39,000, almost 40,000 annually to achieve that aspiration. We're nowhere near there.
Wow, John, that's quite sobering numbers that you have for us there. Just to check back before we go deeper into what needs to be done to get to those targets that have been set in that development plan, have you done any research so far to assess how the picture has changed? You mentioned that there was a stat that over 50,000 small businesses may not make it past COVID. Is there any assessment now, even anecdotally, that suggests that that is indeed true, or maybe we've tried to avoid that to be more positive maybe?
Yeah, our latest research came out in middle of 2021. And that suggested that the environment had deteriorated for small businesses. We haven't done research lately, but I would point to the next set of liquidations as well as the jobs numbers that they are going to be showing a fairly depressing picture. The reason I'm saying this is because even though we emerged from the COVID lockdowns and all the restrictions that were imposed to suppress the virus, we then were hit by severe episodes of load shedding and no definite outlook. So I suspect that these incidents of load shedding would have just been a sledgehammer on a segment that was already struggling. It was struggling with low growth, struggling with bureaucracy, red tape, struggling with late payments by big business, state-owned enterprises, and government departments. And now, of course, this sledgehammer of load shedding comes. So the picture is likely to be quite dire. We have to look at the next set of numbers that are coming out in due course, especially to look into the last quarter, 2022 of the year, and this first month of 2023.
You've mentioned load shedding and its impact. I mean, we are seeing the media reports on that currently. Before that, we had COVID, and then we had the lockdowns. But I'm sure there are other long-standing issues impacting small businesses, right?
Akona, yes, load shedding is the latest challenge that is faced by small businesses. But even before COVID and before the intensification of load shedding, there were some long-standing underlying conditions that were hobbling the growth of the segment. And those relate to red tape. In a study in 2014 that was done by a small business project as well, it was estimated that a small business owner spends as much as 9 working days complying with laws, bylaws, regulations, policies, licensing, permitting, and all those sorts of things. Now, our preference as the Small Business Institute is for SME owners to spend more time in their businesses with their employees, with their customers, with their suppliers, instead of running around. If you're a big business, you can hire an army of lawyers, compliance officers to do that running around. But if you're a small business, to spend or to lose as much as 4% of your turnover a year is quite unacceptable. The other issue has been the issue of a labor market that is more conducive to big businesses and to state-owned enterprises, and very inimical and quite hurtful and difficult to navigate for small businesses. So our members and SME owners tell us that once you reach a certain threshold, whether it's your turnover or your size of your workforce, the compliance burden increases. An example is if you are a small business that's employing 50 people and you want to hire and expand, you want to hire the 51st employee, your compliance requirements change immediately and they become discouraging to small businesses to grow the size of their workforce and to expand and become scalable businesses. And then the late payments by big business and by government departments and I should say state-owned enterprises as well. And government, I think, is a major, major culprit in this instance, but it's not the only one. There are others as well. What you do deprive SME owners of is the chance to grow, is the chance to have cash flow, and obviously inability to pay your suppliers on time, is inability to pay sometimes salaries of your own employees. And the most worrying one is then you end up with having to take on more debt and invoice discounting. Invoice discounting basically means that you've got a contract, let's say a tender with a government department, but your payment is not guaranteed. It's going to come late. You need to prepare yourself to fulfill the tender. Even if you have now fulfilled the tender, you still haven't been paid for it. Then you go to a bank or to any of the financiers, non-traditional financiers of SMEs. They advance you this money to fulfill the tender. However, they take a portion of the money when you repay it. So it basically means that you take on a loan to fulfill a tender. If government, big business, and SOEs were paying us as small business owners on time, we would get the full amount and never have to share it with the inverse discounters. In the ecosystem, we call it a silent killer of small businesses.
Yeah, I can definitely see how that can be discouraging for a small business owner. However, on some positive news, the Minister of Small Business Development, Stella Ndabeni-Abrahams, announced that government will be putting together a SME relief package that is supposed to help shield businesses from the impact of load shedding. But as the Small Business Institute, what would you like to see addressed in the relief package, and who do you think should be prioritized?
Thank you, Akona. The first thing to say is obviously to welcome this and say better late than never. Government has taken quite a long time to come to the party. We look forward to engaging with the minister. What we would like to see is first a core design of the solutions and the relief measures, instead of having one role player in the form of government sort of designing solutions for a system they don't properly understand. And we would like the simpler, the better. We would like easy access to the form of relief measures. And we would like some kind of a centralized point of contact. Let's say, for example, get one of the DFIs, whether it's CIFA, the Small Enterprise Finance Agency, working together with the Industrial Development Cooperation, but to streamline the access and not have to run around with the provincial DFIs and the national footprint DFIs. What we would like to see is a set of relief measures that takes into account the current environment that SME owners are finding themselves in. Yes, we are finding ourselves in the load shedding environment, but a new challenge will be visited on the economic operators, which is the continued hiking of interest rates, which is making the cost of capital quite high. So by a set of measures that are responsive to the current challenges, in the current environment of high interest rates, debt capital is not really conducive to SMEs. Households and firms are already hugely indebted. So we really have to think out of the box. And the lesson we learned from COVID was that a humanitarian disaster was averted simply because government signed up checks to households and just asked for one thing. It said, if you are not receiving any form of grant, child support, state-owned pension, or whatever other grants government was giving, please register yourself and government will give you the 350 rands social relief distress grant. So the simpler it is, the better. So I'm appealing to government to look into two things. The first one is grant funding, highly concessionary loan finance, if at all, and some kind of a subsidy that assists SME owners to retain the current jobs that they have in the middle of this very challenging environment.
And finally, John, what is the outlook for the small business sector looking like as it stands?
Two things have to be said about our SME owners. They are very resilient and they are very innovative. What we have seen during the last quarter of 2022 was some kind of very smart partnerships between big businesses and small business owners, partnering and sharing excess energy and excess self-generated power. So hopefully those kinds of partnerships continue and they are not constrained by exclusivity agreements, by which I mean, if you are a supplier to one retailer, you should not be restricted to supplying that retailer. You should be able to supply other retailers in the interest of growth, expansion, so that SMEs don't stay on time. And then we look forward, obviously, to the intervention by the president a year ago for the appointment of a red tape reduction czar in his office, Mr. Sipho Nkosi, that if we reduce red tape for SME owners, I think the immediate benefit to the rest of the economy would be infinitely easier to start and run a business in South Africa. We should really take advantage of the resilience and the innovative capacity of small businesses. So the outlook might be bad right now, but we have seen SME owners fight their way out of challenging circumstances, and we look forward to them making their rightful contribution to the economy. Cut down the red tape. These are the rock stars of our economy. We should treat them as such.
The CEO of the Small Business Institute, John Lulu. Thank you once again for your insights.
My pleasure.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please like and follow Small Business Conversations and don't forget to share our episodes. If you want to contribute to the conversation, you can tweet me at machoba_a or you can send us an email to smepodcast@manweb.co.za to share your thoughts and suggestions for future conversations. Till next time, have a good one.
You've been listening to Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za, the MoneyWeb app, or your favorite podcast platforms. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.